This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Chapter 2, The Wise Old Man. Zaid splashed water on his face at a raised round pool, his eyes trained on his own reflection scattering within the colours of its glassy mosaic tile wall. It was perfectly filled to its brim, restored by the people in recent years to once again serve its ancient amenity. An old man was at the opposite side, washing his hands and feet, making his wudu. Zaid caught sight of his face. He was familiar, but not acquainted. As Zaid was turning to leave, the man started to speak, very softly and gently, yet every word rung out loudly. Somehow, silence befell the air around, making way for his voice. And he said, "Zaid, you have been like the midday sun arrived to light these people's moons. They tended to your every hour upon their city, and within you they have found the space to feel connected to a holy place within themselves. Yet it was you who found them. They didn't find you. You are like a dream of contentment, arrived in the form of a child into their arms." A man in a nearby crowd suddenly cried out to Zaid, "You are my son!" A little girl, walking with another family, cried out too, "And you are my brother!" She tried to run towards him, but her father stopped her, gently holding her back with a comforting hand on her shoulder. The old man spoke again. "They are your family. You are like the blood within them, and they are like your body. Today, they lose some vital blood. They will surely feel bled and pale without you. Do not leave them for too long, or they will become faint and unhealthy. Not even the sharpest knife nor the strongest hand could sever the bond between you. You were lent to them as a favor from Allah when you were young. You were nectar to this hive of worker bees. You learned your guilt and hesitance from them. They loved you to the point of fear, so afraid they were that when this day would come, you would not return. With every bit of bread they fed you as you grew. They quietly mourned and trembled at the thought that you might leave again." The little girl broke free from her father's grip. This time he failed to summon the will to restrain her further. She cried out and ran to Zaid, sobbing as she took hold of his right arm, enfolding it into her own. Then her father came forward and he spoke. "The old man speaks the truth. My daughter shows the love we have for you, if we were unashamed. She feels purely what we've mourned in private all of these years. The pain that hasn't found my own eyes has made my daughter weep." The man seemed stuck upon his spot, and tears made his eyes glassy, watching his daughter holding on to Zaid more tightly. The weight of Zed's departure, real and present now, had overpowered the man's usual restraint of words. He felt inside like his own daughter was feeling. The scene unshackled the inhibitions of other people around. They started to gather around Zaid, gently mobbing him with their hands, voices and soft words and sadnesses pawing at him as they bid him a tactile goodbye. This way and that, much like a bee surrounded, clambered on by members of its own hive. His head was bowed. His body was nudged left and right, back and forth, by the warm hands of the people all engaged in a quiet battle of places and whispers. Tears flooded his eyes and fell upon his scarf and his chest. He felt rooted to the spot. He felt panic, breathlessness, like he was about to die. And then, things turned black again. he fainted. The next chapter is called The Open Heart. Zed woke to find that it was daytime, around noon. He was sitting in a masjid, trembling with fear at the thought of death. He stared deeper and deeper into this thought until it just faded to a tiny point. He found a new kind of calm. From deep inside him, it just arrived, as plain as day, and flipped his mind over to peace. And just as quickly as that, he felt there was nothing to fear from death. How strange, he thought, that what I fear shrinks to ordinary size when I invite it closer to be inspected. He got up to leave, heading barefoot through the open courtyard where the sun flashed off the white stone floor, warm under his soles. He paused in the middle and stared upwards for one last time at the square of sky above him, framed by the walls of the courtyard. In one corner, one of the grey port towers sharply raked up into the space. Its tip poked into the base of the daylit moon, making it seem like the moon was perched on a tall spike. The rest of the sky was a bright blue of infinite and massive depth, almost dark greeny black at its deepest, dense, and still like a vast butterfly wing. He'd never seen it quite so. Standing at the entrance to the building was the figure of an older woman. Zed's heart was filled with joy and tenderness. His pace quickened to a skip as he went towards her. It was Sarah, the mother who adopted him. They embraced with eyes tightly closed. Then she stood back, taking a look at him. She spoke. I'm thankful ever to have been a guest in days so blessed as yours. But destiny today releases you from this mother's hands, returning you to where your birth mother awaits you. I pray you, tell her this at her grave. By Allah, I swear you always made my burden light. But just as such, the heaviness I feel today will not be quick to leave me. It will stay like foggy night of winter in my heart, all dark until you return. Remember all I taught you, Zed. I remember every time you smiled. Remember all of the words you hear today, because they will be written straight onto your heart. And Allah reads the hearts of pilgrims. I pray you send my thanks to Him for sending you to us, and ask Him to forgive us if we failed in any part of raising you. The sweetest test, a blessing, nothing less. We once lived here adrift in space, unknown to any mercy. Even the sun was faint, forgotten, parched, and pale in the sky. Landless paupers, barren ground, and craggy mountains all around. We left this place to journey on Hajj to a place of hope. We long to be as one with faithful folk from all around the world. And through your eyes, we saw, choked with tears, you joined us seamlessly, like gift of sight restored by surgeons to the blind. And now we prosper, blushing masters of excess. I used to watch you, watching as we slept and wept and laughed. Giving myself to you, I saw how God replaced afresh the goodness that I gave. When feeding you, I felt I offered food to God Himself. Forgive me if my words are out of turn. But hear us give our words to you today, and let us guide and give you wise advice about the journey you will take. We took it 24 years ago, and still we glory in its blessings, lasting and refreshing us. Zed was silent, contemplating. The light had drawn in. The small crowd stood before him, almost silent under the weight of the coastal air. The time and space diffused and melted into itself. It was hard to tell if it was dawn or dusk. Only the warmth in the stone walls all around them, laden with a growing scent of jasmine flowers, gave a suggestion that it was the approaching night. End of chapter. The next chapter is called The Keeper of Oaths.